Okay, welcome back. Second hour, July 23rd, 2017. Hey, we got Darren Weeks on the line. Darren Weeks over at governamerica.com. Darren was, we were just talking a little bit about tiny houses and how, well, sometimes people look at that as a wonderful thing. And Darren was kind of saying, well, you know, that's what they want you to think. And, you know, Darren, the first time that I actually heard your voice was living in a tiny house out at Slab City, California. It's a place called Nylon. And I ride my bicycle up to the library, and I downloaded this one website. And I don't remember how the heck I got there. It was called American Exposé with a K. Yeah. I downloaded every single MP3 file, and I went back to my desert house, and it was an RV. And I'd sit there, and I'd pump water during the nighttime, and then I'd just sit there living off of solar power and trying to get away from technology. Well, I listened to you for the first time on American Exposé, and man, you scared the heck out of me. You know,
but, sorry about that.
Well, you know, it's a wake-up point. You got to understand the world around you, and you got to get afraid before you can actually understand how you can tackle this thing. But you made a big difference to me back then, because I became aware of Agenda 21, and I believe that was a show with Chris Gerner. Chris Gerner on here on Republic Broadcasting, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, Chris has went home to be with the Lord. He was a great mentor of mine, a role model for me to follow. He was big on documentation, and I think... you know, the late William Cooper was kind of a role model to him. So it's kind of funny how we pass down to others different, we kind of pass the torch to each other, you know, as time progresses. But Chris had a big influence on my life, and he's going to be greatly missed, you know. His website's still up, you know, we still have it up online. Some of the links are a little bit outdated, but... we had a gentleman, Sheldon Day, came along and put a lot of his old shows up so people can go there and listen. And you know what's funny about it is the information is still just as relevant in many respects. Yeah, the president's different, and yeah, certain names have changed, faces have changed, but the information is still very much as relevant today as it was back then. Sometimes the tactics change a little, but... the overall agenda is exactly the same.
You keep marching down that road, you know, and one person, and that's kind of, you just brought up that point that I'm kind of trying to make today, that everybody's voice counts, you know, the callers, you're very, you know, welcome to call in 1-800-313-9443, the hosts, the networks. It's amplifying and it's carrying on, and I can see that, and I can see that through, you know, the vectors that people like the American Planning Association have to take or try to take. Do you think that CNN is intentionally shooting themselves in the foot? I don't. I think that they're screwing up, you know. Or, you know, Alan, you might want to tell me that it's all part of the show, you know, and you might be right. I don't know. Do you think CNN is shooting themselves in the foot?
Shooting themselves in the foot, yeah, I guess so. But it's because the people are, it's becoming so blatant, all the criminality, the corruption is becoming so blatant that everyone is starting to see it and people are starting to question it. And, they're figuring out that CNN, what they say and what actually goes on in the real world doesn't jive anymore. Because they're actually paying a bit of attention. Many of them have been kicked in the butt, you know, just hard enough to start, you know, looking and asking questions. So yeah, it's are we doing good? Yeah, we're doing great, you know. But still, you know, we've got a lot of people out there who still think that, you know, for your kid to be smart after he finishes high school, you've got to send him off to the indoctrination centers to become really stupid so they can produce nothing in this world. I don't know. It's crazy.
It's lifelong learning. You know, and then that's the whole, you know, the other side is really promoting this idea of now of a universal basic income. This is the thing that I think is going to be something that we're going to have to knock down in the coming days, because this whole idea that every single person in the United States needs to be able to have a government check, you know.
And then they'll be assigning where you live at and where you work at, and if you can ride your bicycle or if you can drive a car. So we've got too much congestion on the road, so you're going to work in your own neighborhood, you know, that you can ride a bicycle to or take a light rail to or a bus or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, exactly. I mean, this is the whole, you know, we know the whole plan, you know, and they're working towards it. If it gets found out, they'll stop off, or, you know, off for a year or two. They'll bring it back and rename it something else. Instead of Hillary Care, it's Obamacare. Now it's great.
Yeah, well, that's what I think is going to happen with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because, you know, we know one of the first things that Trump did was to kill that by executive order, but does it really die? I think what they're going to end up doing when some future administration, and that's the other thing that a lot of people cheerlead a lot of what's going on right now, which is great. I mean, there are some things that Trump is doing that are bones for the base that are great. However, realistically, do we really think that the Trans-Pacific Partnership is really going anywhere when you have all these major corporations, all these stakeholders, quote-unquote, that have put so much money into and time and effort into negotiating this thing? I think they're tweaking it in the background. They're going to rename it at some point in the future, and it will be back. I mean, you could almost stake your life on the fact it will be back. So it's a temporary stay of execution, but where is it going to go in the long run?
Yeah, this is part of the bureaucracy, and as I say, a bureaucracy never voluntarily makes itself smaller. They will play mind games with you. They'll pull back, and they'll rename it, and they'll bring it back under, you know, with a different name, with a different person, you know, supporting it, and then it's all fluffy bunnies.
Yeah, and you mentioned, Steve, earlier, you mentioned asset forfeiture, or somebody did, and regarding the asset forfeiture, I mean, Trump said he loved asset, you know, he loved eminent domain. So
yeah,
we knew what we were getting going in as far as property rights is concerned.
Well, he has a lot of opinions that are actually completely bonkers, and he goes at it from a businessman's perspective. You know, taxes, of course taxes are good. We need taxes. And we need loopholes so I don't have to pay them, and you do. Right? You know, it's a, man, it's a game to him. All these loopholes, and I know how to deal with it, so I don't have a problem.
And this Scaramucci guy, who is his communications director now, he campaigned for Obama. Former Goldman Sachs guy. So he's put lobbyists in charge. So, I mean, the thing is the hero worship. I guess I'm pounding that nail a lot, but I think, you know, I see people going to sleep, and this is a big, big problem in our movement right now.
Yeah,
everyone's looking for a savior. They don't want to take on the responsibility of having to actually do something for themselves, because we've been taught that, you know, we just go along, we get along, and we run the rat race, and that's what our life is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as far as Homeland Security is concerned, you know, all these federal agencies could be and should be undone. You know, we got the Interior Secretary going around right now touring the national monuments, and this is all under review. Well, why do we need to review it? What's the point in reviewing it? Let's just undo them. You know, and you can say, well, what about protected areas? Aren't there sensitive spaces and all that stuff? Yeah, turn it over to the states and let the states handle it. Because the federal government has demonstrated time and time again it cannot manage land properly. Another thing that I've seen out west was all of these areas where there's all this dead wood on these national parks and federal lands. I mean, you can drive out west and just see it. All these logs everywhere, where, you know, and I'm thinking specifically of South Dakota, but I mean, it's everywhere out west. Anywhere you've got a lot of federal land, you've got unhealthy trees, you have logs just laying there, and this is all tender. So we wonder why much of the west is currently up in smoke. Why do we have all these out of control wildfires? It's because the federal government doesn't manage things properly. They you know, keep the loggers from coming in, clearing out the dead wood. And so all this stuff goes up in smokes the first time you have a lightning strike.
Right.
So
again, dialectic at work.
Yeah, and then you're effectively burning people off the land, and anybody can't live nearby because all the wildfires get out of control, and everything's facilitated.
Move from your ranch and your house out there in the mountains and come into a 200 square foot stack and pack apartment. You don't have to own anything. You can leave your garden tiller. You can leave your tractor, your firearms, everything out there. We'll take care of you. Everything you need will be within walking distance.
Yep, that's it. That's it in a nutshell. And you can get your universal basic income check from the government. And, of course, every single thing you're going to do is going to be micromanaged and micro, you know, you're going to have Big Brother watching everything you do.
You forgot about reverse interest, Darren. You'll have all your money in a reverse interest bank account.
My favorite quote from the Soviet Union was they pretend to pay us and we pretend to work.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Very well said.
You know, I was telling a friend of mine yesterday about living in San Francisco and what it was like. And I had a lot of friends that were from Russia, and they were from Russia, and they remember Russia when it was the Soviet Union. And I asked them one time, you know, so what was it like growing up in Soviet Russia? And he said, well, we'd go to school, and he'd get off of school, and you'd go stand in a line. And I go, what do you mean, stand in a line? He says, there were all sorts of lines everywhere, you know, and you just go stand in them. Your mom would stand in one, your brother would stand in another one, and you'd wait till you got to the front of the line. So that was part of, you know, well, growing up in Soviet Russia, the USSR. Once you got to the end of that line, you would be given, well, three sets of boots, all size 12, and you'd take as many boots as you can get, right? And then you'd walk out, and you'd see what everybody else has. What did you get? Well, I got a tablecloth, right? And
I got some government cheese.
And then they had to horse trade those whole things. But then that is, you know, the Soviet Union. You know, that's the way that it ends up heading that way when you deal with fascism and socialism. But we're told that it's going to be different again, even though, I mean, if we just deal with Venezuela for a second, they just went socialist less than 10 years ago. Isn't that right, Darren? It was somewhere around 2004 when Chavez, you know, came in, you know, into play, and he was pissed off at Americans because, well, the last president sold it all out to the multinationals and he nationalized everything. Right. Did I get that one right?
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is that people are waiting in line there today for food. I mean, it's not even just about rations of supplies and things like that. In some cases, they wait in line all day and then find that there's nothing left. It's terrible to see what's going on there. But what we have to keep in mind, too, though, is I Venezuela is kind of a tough one because I kind of think that they may have had some help in collapsing, because I know the Obama administration, and of course, if you really examine the policies of the previous administration versus the policies of the present administration, you can see the basic structure of world government, the basic structure of the reinventing of government, which is really the privatization process, it really and the move toward technocracy, as Patrick Wood always talks about, and sustainability which, under the UN Agenda 21 program, it really stays intact. I mean, there's definitely a continuity of the basic policy of the governance structure. And what I see going on right now is these various coups in various parts of the world, Venezuela being one of them. They have a business community that's really more friendly, I could say, to a more capitalistic idea. And I think the State Department's kind of been working, according to what I've been reading in, you know, doing my research, they've been kind of working with the business community to kind of help destabilize things there. Now, what people really need to be aware of, there's a department within the U.S. State Department called the Office of Transition Initiatives. People should put that into a search engine and take a look at it, because they advance their foreign policy objectives, and it's a part of the U.S. Agency for International Development, which is something that I think should be completely disbanded, because USAID, the whole idea of USAID, the Agency for International Development, is to basically manipulate governments around the world. It's kind of ironic because we have right now all this frenzy about, the Russians are influencing this. They hacked our election. They got Trump elected. Oh, there's collusion going on. You know, you've got all this hysteria from the establishment media. And when you dig, when you drill down into it, you find it's all just a bunch of smoke and mirrors. But everything they're accusing Russia of doing right now, and I'm not a big Putin fan, don't get me wrong, but you know, the old saying where you point the finger at somewhere else and there's three fingers pointing right back at you? Well, plug that in here. Because you got the Office of Transition Initiatives, where they work to use the carrot and stick approach and bribe foreign governments to adopt our policies. And if you don't go along with the program, if you don't accept the suitcase full of cash, guess what? You're a terrorist. Mm. You're a part of the Axis of Evil. Congratulations.
Yep.
And so
dangling the carrot. That's what Trump is, and he's even orange. But yeah, they dangled a new carrot in front of us. You notice how all the elections are always, it's just so close that we can't just quite tell. I mean, everywhere around the world, these elections are so close. Our guy didn't get in this time, but it was so close. Next time we'll get him, and then we'll be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My team, your team. It's like baseball, you know.
Neither one seems to be my team. You know, my team would have been Ron Paul, but even then, you know, I'm not too sure. You know, going back, it would be wonderful to have somebody get elected that's kind of like Ron Paul. But we need congressmen and things like that, senators, that share that kind of feeling, because we see this stonewalling effect that's going on currently, where they spend all this time wasting time about, well, I guess they're not wasting time talking about Russia, but once we break through that narrative that you just outlined, the fact that they're accusing Russia of what we do normally, mm-hmm. once that becomes publicly known, man, what a game changer that would be, I think, or maybe not, I don't know. That seems huge.
Yeah, everyone forgets about all the pictures of you know, our past presidents, you know, going and hugging and having just the greatest little time with Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein and Assad and all these guys over there now that are just these terrible people. You know, it's how many people do you have to stab in the back, you know, before everyone around the globe realizes that we're not good?
Yeah, well, it's not us. And I think that's the main thing that we have to. I know we're tempted to say, you know, we and us, when we're referring to the scumbags that are running our country on our behalf. And I think it's important for the rest of the world to hear that we disavow that. We disavow the policies. I'm not in favor of the war. I'm not in favor of droning people. I'm not in favor of all this stuff. This is being done against my will, and I protest it. I'm against it. And
I hear interviews from people in other countries around the world, you know, from Libya and all these other places, Syria, you know, saying, no, we don't hate the American people. What we hate is their government and what their government is doing. You know, we know that the people, you know, are basically like us. We really have no control over what our government's doing, supposedly in our name.
Yeah, exactly. And people can say, well, what is the solution to this whole thing? I think the best that we can do is focus on our state and local government. And I got people that debate me on that, but I really don't think there's anything you can do with the federal government. It's a massive behemoth. It's out of control. You have to focus on your states. And, you know, I like the I used to have a friend. He's passed away as well now, but his name is Roger Mundy. And Roger used to be a big proponent of instruction. And his proponent was to control – his idea was to control the federal government through the states. The states created the federal government, and you deliberate amongst yourselves, and you present your case to your state representatives. And then that's the whole concept of representing or representing. They turn around and represent your presentation to the federal government. And if they won't, if they don't cooperate, as many state officials don't, you work to get them out of office. And that's the key. The key is numbers. We have to educate and increase our numbers, and you can make a lot more noise when you have numbers on your side.
There you go. Well said. Let's keep increasing the numbers. Hey, Mike in Kentucky, hang in there. We'll grab your call next. Republic of Texas Radio. Oh, by the way, $5.5 billion to overturn Ukrainian government.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered... Lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee.
All right, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, let's go to the phone lines right now. I know I see there's Mike in Kentucky. How you doing today there, Mike?
Well, I'm high and dry, but I can't say that for some folks up here in northeastern Kentucky. We had like something like 7 inches of rain overnight, and there may be some more on the way. So there's no shortage of folks to pray for this morning. The entire state of West Virginia is under a flood warning, I think, or flood watches. Wow. And
I wonder if anyone paid any attention to the skies right before all this rain.
I did yesterday. Yesterday, above the cotton ball clouds, it was blanketed with that stupid milky stuff that comes out of the jet trails. And I noticed this front, you know, every time there's a cold front that comes through, you can see that. Now, is it kind of a natural thing that these jet trails have, you know, there's a little bit more humidity in front of a cold front. So, yeah, they're going to linger a little bit. But some of these things have, like, denser material that falls out of them, and you can see it in the form of little scallops. Puff balls. I've took video and pictures of it. It's all over the web.
And that crap's falling on us. That's the black goo that you see. Like if you got a vehicle that's sitting out, you know, outside uncovered. You know, it didn't used to get this black moldy mildew looking stuff on it, but now it's everywhere.
Now, I've never seen that, but I tell you what, a few years back, and I've been ran down for it. A few years back, it was about I don't know, second week of December. We had some really bad, like 18 to 22 degree frosty mornings, and I go out. I came home late on a Monday night, and I go in on a Tuesday morning to work, and before I could get in the Jeep, a strand of this rubbery stuff was hanging off the side of my Jeep and draped down onto a leaf and had curled up like it had fell down out of the sky that way. And I looked, I picked up the leaf, and I couldn't see any spider on it. And when you touch this stuff, I just barely touched it with my finger. It was real rubbery, and the frost that was on it would just evaporate, you know, from the heat of your body. So I picked it up, and I posted a video of it. I drove it all the way to town in a plastic jug because I didn't have a camera with me, and I took pictures of it, and I kept it in the fridge for a long time, and I tagged a bunch of people in it, and I invited people to, you know, help me pay for a lab analysis of it, and, you know, and all, you know, to this day, if somebody finds it on my profile, they just make fun of me for even daring to question the technology that we have in this 21st century to do stuff like that. And when the patents are on file, and we don't even know how many hundreds and hundreds of patents that the National Security Council has under lock and key for technology that we're not allowed to know about, you know, or that they're keeping from being on the market. But they've been putting stuff in the jet fuel for decades, probably 60 years. It was leaked out that they were putting cesium in the SR-71 in a silly idea to try to mask its radar signature. It completely did the opposite. It left a big, long streak, of a radar signature when that thing barely showed up on radar anyway, and all the ground crew got exposed to cesium. You know, they didn't give them proper safety gear. They've been playing around with stuff like that for decades. It's just asinine idiots that don't question their government and try to call you a conspiracy theorist for not looking up at the sky and seeing that this stuff is affecting the weather. I mean, they know it has been. I flipped past on C-SPAN 2 one day. I don't hardly ever watch that. And just by some weird happenstance, I saw two women going at each other in a committee room. And one of them, I guess, was from the EPA, and one of them was a congresswoman. And she's like, I don't understand why the EPA can regulate everything from a lawnmower to a weed eater all the way up to your car exhaust, and they can't regulate the jet fuel exhaust. And I'm like, wow. And I didn't have a VCR or anything to record that at the moment, but it went by pretty quick, too. So, but, yeah, apparently they can get away with a lot of that. If you remember, during the height of the last Desert Storm, when they were getting rid of Hussein, Bush was trying to propose refineries on these mothballed military bases, like down in Florida, to get around EPA and to stop the market forces from driving up fuel prices and to allow them to have their own fuel for their military adventurism. They switched over. All jet traffic could then use the military JP-8 or JP-9. I forget. They switched from the civilian to military fuel so that the fuel prices would be less pressure on price and supply. That makes it a lot easier to put junk in the fuel.
Yeah, there is junk in the fuel, at least our fuel. Republic of Texas Radio, hang on there, Mike. We'll be right back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter. Helps lower blood pressure. Helps to make you feel calm all day long and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calmline contains GABA. It also contains suntein and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get CalmMind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on CalmMind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order CalmMind at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, Darren Weeks is our guest today, and we've got Mike in Kentucky. Hey, Darren, global engineering, right, or geoengineering, I guess, as it's really called. It's probably called a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Man, if the public consciousness would come up on that one, that would be a game changer as well, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad Mike brought up the subject of the flooding that is taking place in Kentucky and probably other places around the country as well. I think people need to plug into the reality that our primary flood insurance company comes from the National Flood Insurance Program, which is really administered by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Now, my understanding is that other insurance companies, private insurance companies, do sell supplemental flood insurance. But the National Flood Insurance Program, your primary flood insurance comes from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And one thing that's important, in fact, people can plug into a search engine, controlling the land by soaking the people. This is an article that I wrote years ago for newswithviews.com. If you go there and read that article, one of the quotes that I have there is, because FEMA openly brags in their documents about the fact that the National Flood Insurance Program, in fact, I have the quote here, prior to the creation of the National Flood Insurance Program, floodplain management, and this is FEMA talking now, floodplain management as a practice was not well established. Only a few states and several hundred communities actually regulated floodplain development. For many communities, the NFIP was the community's initial exposure to land use planning and community regulations. So they openly brag about the fact that through these flood management plans, they are controlling the land. They're controlling the property. They're controlling where people live, how people live. And a lot of people can't afford expensive flood insurance. But every single time there's a flood, the floodplain mapping, the maps are redrawn, and more land is encumbered with these, you know, flood zones. And everybody lives in a flood zone. If you're, you know, the entire earth is a watershed. And where is water? What is a watershed? Any place where water runs downhill. But the problem is that if they can use land, you can make it so expensive to get this flood insurance, and you can't get a mortgage without it. So this is a one way that they are using to control private property is with this floodplain mapping. So that all is in that article, controlling the land by soaking the people. I encourage people to understand, you know, to read that and get up to speed on it, because I link to a lot of original documents in that thing. But see, here's the thing. As far as geoengineering is concerned, weather modification has been going on for a long time. I traced it back to the 1940s. Of course, we have the former Defense Secretary William Cohen. He came out in a press conference, Defense Department briefing, and he said others are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes and volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are working to find ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real.
Can I jump in on that?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, that quote, they try to debunk it. It's at, I think, University of Georgia at Athens. The transcript was out on a .mil webpage. I posted that in a note on Facebook. Almost immediately, that .mil webpage got pulled down. But the transcript, I had fortunately took a screenshot of that. But then I found out that people are trying to debunk that because he is actually reading from a science fiction novel. But why is he giving that as a presentation? You got to think about why, when somebody finds a reason to debunk something, what is their agenda? And if here's this guy, military guy, I guess he's retired, but he's speaking at a symposium at the University of Georgia at Athens. And what year? Do you have the year on that quote? It's like 2000.
It was 1997.
1997. So, yeah, we're 20 years ago, and he's talking about technology that already exists because we know from experience we don't find out about stuff until 20, 30 years after it's already going on. So he's giving this. It's Future of Warfare or something. What is it? What is the title of the symposium? I can't remember. I just know that quote is often foo-fooed because it's debunked because he's quoting a paragraph from a science fiction novel.
Yeah,
and that why is he quoting that if it's not in play? You know, that's what
Vonnegut, right? You know, Kurt Vonnegut. Who's
the science fiction? I don't think it was Vonnegut.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Ironic.
Well, I don't think it was him.
I
remember.
Do you know which science fiction novel it was? Because I hadn't heard this before.
No, but you'll find you'll find that out there on Snopes or some of these debunking web pages. They'll try to say that quote is bogus because he's quoting from. But he's at a seminar on this on this technology dealing with national security. Why is he quoting if it's not in play?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna have to find the original transcript again. Because you're right, it is pulled down. I had linked to it here.
It's a double reverse engineered psyop.
But I'll tell you
what. I call them.
what they have presented to us as fiction may be more of the truth than what they presented to us as truth, huh? That's scary.
Yeah, and then they always have this little limited hangout where they can have their operatives or their programmed sheep go by and try to debunk it and make you look stupid.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I'll tell you one thing that is very well documentable, and that is Agenda 21, Chapter 7. All countries, where appropriate, should develop and implement resettlement programs. That address the specific problems of displaced populations in their respective countries. Well, how do you get displaced?
Everybody that got out of school that was not asked to read George Orwell's Animal Farm or Yevgeny Zamyatin's We should get together and do a class action lawsuit for inadequate education. Go back and read Yevgeny Zamyatin's We from he was self-exiled from both Tsarist and Bolshevik Russia, and he wrote a novel about how civilization in the future was going to be surrounded by a green wall, and there was only going to be approved population zones for my 100 and some years. These plans have been for a long time. They've been trying to do that. It's depicted in Disney movies. It's the Hunger Games. The population centers are connected by high-speed
rail. It's shown to us in Logan's
rail.
Run, you know. I mean,
Logan's Run, yes.
It's everywhere around us.
THX 1138. I mean, you know, there's several. It's like they're giving us public notice of their plans, and we're not doing anything. We're just going to let them depopulate eastern Kentucky due to the war on coal when we could have a $15 to $18 billion hemp industry in Kentucky, not even counting recreational hemp and not even counting recreational dope, just counting the industrial side of it. It was a billion-dollar industry in 1936 before World War II. So, I mean, they're really dragging their feet in Kentucky and letting Canada and elsewhere get this multi-billion-dollar industry and trying to depopulate the Cumberland Plateau from Pennsylvania all the way down to the Smokies and create a no-man's zone of biosphere, Agenda 21 biosphere.
Mike, why are you even talking about this? Fluffy the Cat's stuck in a storm drain. We'll tell you more about that at 10.
What?
Fluffy.
Why are we talking about this?
No, he's being facetious.
Fluffy the Cat is the important thing, don't you think? Everyone around the water.
Oh, there's a there's
Fluffy
a foreground
cat
over there. We got to send the fire department and rescue this cat.
$10 million.
They know what pulls people's heartstrings, and the media. If the media doesn't talk about it, it's not the truth. If they tell,
well,
them
I had a guy point
enough,
out to me, a constable here in the area pointed out to me that Kentucky's emergency preparedness people keeps running these PSAs on make sure you have a preparedness kit for your pet, medicines and food, so your pet will be taken care of.
Well, my goodness, the
Hello?
Kardashians. You got to focus on the Kardashians. It's very important to know exactly what they're doing.
This guy with a guitar is singing this little catchy tune about making sure you have a preparedness kit for your pets, preparekentucky.ky or something like that. Well, you know, in the meanwhile, they're kookifying anybody that's a prepper. You know, if you're a prepper and you've got 3 weeks' worth of water and water filters and food stashed back, well, you're a kook. You know, what was that movie, Tremors, with Reba McEntire?
Yep.
They saved the town, but they were the preppers, you know. They had the half track and everything
the
else to save. But they were kooky. Whatever.
I don't know. It's all crazy.
It's a psyop, man. Every which way they can run a psyop on us, they're doing it. And they're trying to kookify
everything.
Anybody that's questioning.
I wish I could admire what they've done, but it's just so damn evil I can't, you know. What they've done is so beautiful. I mean, the masterful job they've done of controlling basically the whole globe, you know, except for a few of us out here who are screaming and yelling and trying to wake everyone else up. But, man,
I think Trump is a showcase for their technology because of the way they created echo chambers through the social media and got him all the talking points customized for every rally so that they would feed back to the people and get the Electoral College, make the flyover country feel like they're more relevant, you know, because there's a lot of disenfranchised people in flyover country, and there's a lot of us that are still able to subsist and live without government assistance. They want to eliminate that.
Yep.
Yeah, guys, I mean, do you think that if a bunch of us, that if all of us talking right here got around a table and sat around, that we couldn't write up a script like what's going on in our government right now? I mean, you know, it's like the guys that sat around, you know, for South Park. You know, some of the stuff that came out was just crazier than hell. But you know, if you really think about it, it's pretty much true.
Hollywood pays
you. You know, we could sit around. We could think up this little scenario that's going on. You know, yeah, we'll keep them guessing. We'll keep the elections real close. You know, boy, next time if we just a little bit harder, you know, our guy'll get in and everything will be good.
My big problem with you saying that, making that argument, Alan, is the fact that we don't know if it's a show or it's not a show. And when we call it a show, that alienates half the people that don't think it's a show. Now, I'm good sitting on the fence and going, show or not show. A lot of people thought that Donald Trump and the election of Donald Trump was the real thing. And maybe it was. I really don't know. But the part that I see right now is we have a shim, a little in the door, and we have the ability to pry it open. And maybe that was given to us on purpose, and maybe it wasn't. But like Mike out in Kentucky, you do an awful lot of work to reach out to the community around you to try to prep them in their consciousness, and they keep calling you crazy. Alan and Darren, they both have that same understanding as do I. But they've left the door cracked open. And is it a sprint? Is it a marathon that we're in right now? How do we deal with things? I know you do, Mike, deal with things a lot differently than I do. I don't know about Darren and Alan, but
I've stuck my neck out on the line for 20-some years. I mean, it's caused all kinds of social problems for me, and people better support what they want to keep, in the alternative media or local independent media. There's very little left of it. You better support it. Or use it or lose it, man. It's going to be gone. They're attacking everything they can attack.
Well, I know that back years ago, when we were talking about some of these issues, and in fact, when 9/11 first happened, very few people were aware of the Hegelian dialectic and a lot of these issues, especially with regard to terrorism and all of that, had come on the scene and really started affecting people in a more personal way. And especially with all the psyops going on in the media, and I know that a lot of the people that I was around didn't buy anything I said, then it was almost like it's been a process of awakening. And the more you feed them evidence and documentation, and show them things, that's one thing that where the internet's really been a big godsend on this. I know it's something that the other side used, intended to use to control us, but
yeah, they're working on it.
Yeah, but it's been a beneficial thing for us because we've been able to take that and capitalize it, pull up the documentation from the original sources, and they say, "Wow, I'll listen to you because you're able to pull it up in black and white, and they can see."
Yeah, but they're demonetizing people, and they have used it as a honeypot to profile everybody. The Cambridge Analytics has 5,000 data points on every adult, and my contention is it goes way beyond that. It's almost unimaginable the amount of profiling that they're doing on people. So they're letting people, they're giving a lot of people enough rope to hang themselves with the internet too.
Well, that's
so
true.
Better
I'm going to have to move on. I've got a couple of callers, that we've got to deal with, but I really always appreciate your call,
yeah,
man.
Thanks, Mike.
And sorry about the guys that are hanging on the line. We'll get to you in short run. Larkin, Texas, hang on. We're going to take you last. Sherry in Kansas, let's get you on right now. What's going on, Sherry?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, Steve, getting to the chemtrails. Now I've heard you say you have a background in working on engines, and I don't have as much as you, but I did work in the automotive industry a little bit, and I don't see how they can be running crap in fuel through an engine. I think they've got to be adding it into the exhaust if it's even coming out the exhaust stream. And not separate ports like I've had that. And sometime you can comment on this. But I've got a question for you all. Recently, just this week, there was an earthquake that affected Turkey and Greece. And it was supposedly pretty good size, And do you all remember, did that happen before or after the Turkey exposed where the bases were, the U.S. bases were in Syria illegally?
Anybody have the answer to that?
Well, that quake was, 2 days ago or something? And I believe it was released before that. So, yeah, I believe it's more than likely it's punishment, just like they,
retaliation.
Yeah.
As far as the engine question, there's been theories that it's all of the above. Some of them are additives that are put into the engine and their spray nozzles. Darren, you want to hit that real quick before we hit the music?
What, the spraying nozzles or the earthquakes?
I whichever you want.
Well, I'm reminded of the tsunami bomb, which was mentioned in the New Zealand Herald back in June 30th, 2000. They said that there were secret wartime experiments going on, which were conducted off the coast of Auckland. to perfect a tidal wave bomb. So that was declassified files that the New Zealand Herald was reporting on back in 2000. So if they can set off tsunamis, certainly earthquakes are, you know, just underwater tsunamis, or tsunamis are underwater earthquakes. So, you know, these are experiments. There's a lot of things that they're doing to manipulate people. And sure, I could see that being used as a weapon. They experiment with everything. I mean, including bombs to make people homosexuals and things like that. There has been documents that have discussed that. And when we look around in our society, we can see a lot of the cultural Marxism agenda being pushed through that means as well.
Thanks for the call, Sherry. Yep. Larkin, Texas is next. Hang in, folks.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So here we fight all through the night.
Going out and out to the nail. Been a long show, short show, something like that. Darren Weeks is our guest today. We got Larkin, Texas. He's going to be our last caller for the day. But I wanted to get words of my board op, Ken, in here. He says, I think time has run out for the uncurious. It's too freaking late. I've told people that, and I'm out of the converting scene. Yeah, that's a great point. I don't happen to agree with it necessarily, but I like the stance. Hey, Lark, are you there? Mr. Lark? Lark in Texas? Darren Weeks, what do you think about what Ken said? anybody hear me?
I don't know what specifically you're questioning me on, but I would like to also call people's attention to the owning. You're talking about the board operator comment?
Yeah.
Well, I can understand the sentiment. I do think we have to try. I understand a lot of people are discouraged out there, but converting people, I mean, the Bible says you can't cast your pearls before the swine. There's some people that you're not going to convert no matter what you do. There's a lot of people. I think our job in the Patriot realm and the Patriot media and the people that we talk to on a day-to-day basis, if we're not in the media, I think our job is to basically spread the truth, share the information. Those that will adopt it will, and those that don't will just move on because there's too many other people that will accept it. I mean, the whole climate has changed. There's a lot more people that are receptive now to the message than there used to be. So we don't really have to work a whole lot to convert people. I think anybody that's still lagging behind in this day and age probably are not convertible. I mean, they're just not, their mind is set in stone, and they drank the Kool-Aid, so to speak, and they're just good little communists ready to adopt the agenda. So I don't waste my time a whole lot on converting people per se, other than to, you know, share information with them, and a certain amount will be in agreement and will accept it, and other people, you just write them off as a lost cause, I guess. I mean, basically what we are is seed planters. And when you plant the seed, even the people who are hard to convert, when you plant those seeds in their minds, later on down the road, they might be resistant at first, but something will happen, and nothing is a better converter than personal experience, because when you get bite in the hind end by something, then you'll see that, oh, well, so-and-so said that this would happen, and so-and-so said, you know, and they'll start to see and remember what you said, and it'll register with them. So that's the main thing, is plant as many seeds as possible. Some of them will take germination. Some of them will fall on good ground, some of them bad ground. But as long as we're planting seeds and doing what we can to wrestle our legislators, we're doing our part. And that's the thing. We're not going to change this overnight, guys. I mean, that's the main thing. We didn't get here overnight. But as long as we're moving toward the goal and doing our part, many hands make for light work.
Yeah. You know, set your sights on forward and keep going. You know, Ken wants to say it's kind of like, I believe what he's saying is he's just not getting anybody that's asking what's going on. And that's kind of strange. And, I'd say that you go through different times where people, I had a time here where everybody that show up over at my house that I'd meet, they already knew about 9/11 and, you know, all the problems with that. And it just, you're new to my life? Oh, what do you think about 9/11? And it's like, of course you don't agree with that. And now, I don't know. Maybe they're all still thinking it was some kind of terrorist, box cutters and whatnot. Anyways, guys, thanks for, listening. Thanks, Darren Weeks, governamerica.com.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Next week. There you go. Love y'all. Have a good day.
Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.